Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thumbs up. Uh-oh. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Spiewak Roadside Assistance. Yes, if you're broken down on your Monday morning commute, call Spiewak Roadside Assistance. Rob will be at your location in less than 10 minutes. Was it less than 10 minutes?
It wasn't.
No. Oh, okay. 20?
There was some communication errors at play.
Oh, really?
Oh, let me stop.
Mainly with Waze.
Well,
oh, it's Waze's fault?
Yep. Well, what happens
Let me just say, hold on. Yeah. The I would like to demonstrate, and by the way, it's easy for me to turn off my my sound when I'm doing my sitting there doing show prep. But the pony broke down today on the side of the road.
So mentally.
Yes.
My
nervous.
Yes,
breakdown.
A mental breakdown. I hear on my phone, blip, 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 blip. There is this clown college of exchanges going forth. You broke down on MacArthur Boulevard. Is that correct?
Yes.
People should know, Mike, MacArthur Boulevard is a very long road.
Indeed.
And Pony, his car quit. He immediately attributed it to what happened to me in Florida. Pony, if you remember correctly, the gist of my story, which you forgot, was that I ran out of gas.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine was an alternator.
Was yours an alternator?
Yeah, it had a total.
Do you know that yet?
Yeah,
do you know that for sure?
Did you jack up the car and
I've,
say,
I've
oh,
seen
look,
it happen.
Out.
I've seen it happen.
So you don't
other
know for
cars.
Sure. You might have run. Did you have plenty of fuel?
I filled up this morning.
Oh,
okay, so that covers that.
Nothing like breaking down a full tank.
So your car broke down. Do you maintain your car regularly? Oil changes, that type of thing?
I do. I just got an oil change on Friday.
When's the last time you changed your wiper blades?
Probably a month and a half.
Oh, so you're ready for
winter.
I had
this happen. I had this happen with a Jeep. Where did you get your oil change? Did you get it at one of those box stores?
Like Jiffy Lube.
Oh.
Do you know I got my oil changed at Jiffy Lube and they didn't put the cap back on?
I remember that.
And my engine seized.
Seized. On the side of my face.
It is interesting that you went there this weekend and then now your car broke down.
Yeah, it is kind of funny how that works out. Almost like maybe.
But you aren't laughing.
No, I'm not laughing.
So is your car stranded as we speak?
Yeah, my car's on the side of MacArthur Boulevard. I'm
Do you want to give the exact location so fans can see it?
Yeah.
No.
A celebrity
or
car sighting.
Yes. Or give the directions you gave me and no one will see it.
Well, yeah.
So Rob, it took you a while to get to him because he was incapable
of saying
directions?
Where he
was.
He said, I said, did you come in on Clara Barton, which we all do, which is a road that connects the Beltway to the city. He said, yeah. He said, and then I went up the access road. I said, okay. And when you went up the access road to MacArthur, left or right? And he said, just to the right. I said, fantastic. How far? He said,
that would tell me that I'm coming off the canal road.
Right.
And I'm going up that hill, and I'm taking a right, and there he is. That's what that would tell me.
Well, it turns out, as now we both know, there are more than one access roads up to MacArthur Boulevard.
Yeah, you can go towards Sibley, right?
That's the one we normally use. That's the one
That's the one where you kind of go back the back way, right?
So I went up the normal way, and I took the right, and I went probably, he said it was about a tenth of a mile. I went about 3 miles and didn't see him. And I said, I'm almost to the classical music Exxon. He says, oh, no, you've gone way too far. So I go back and I go past Glen Echo and the restaurant. And
so you go way back. You're thinking he's like down on the main drag there and you're going way back almost to the Beltway.
And he says, I just saw it. I said, well, send me your address on. He says, I'll send it to you on Waze. And Waze falls deadly silent. I said, well, send it to me on Google Maps. Great. So he sends me an address range on Google Maps, and I go there, and he ain't there.
Oh, no.
And
yeah.
Then he says, well, I'm near a baseball field or something. And I said, I drive this road every day, and I've never once seen a baseball field. Do you see?
Are you down near all that Navy communication stuff? Is that where you are?
No.
So finally, I say, "Do you see a cross street of any sort?" He says, "Yes, Clara Barton Access." I said, "That's where I am." And he says, "Well, I'm near a certain park," and he names me the park. I say, "Aha!" So I put the park into navigation, and yes, there he is, only 4 miles from where I was looking for him beginning.
Pony, why are you so geographically challenged?
I'm not geographically challenged. I was just freaking out.
And you know what?
You're a grown man.
It was really sad to see him.
It was definitely the goat show. It was something else. It was really to back and forth.
Yeah, I mean,
it was fun.
What about just saying, "Hey, Rob, get to work. I'll take an Uber in." Like, by that time, that all work out. But you were
really
like a bloodhound, right?
You think that would happen?
Rob looked
done. I would have done that.
Yeah. He looks
meanwhile, it should
Lyft
be pointed out.
Well.
Yeah, we get a text at 9:30. Yeah. Says, "I'm at the aquarium."
By the way, it should be pointed out that Oscar and I knowledgeably stay completely out of the fray.
Oh, yeah.
With two similar messages. I say early on, stay safe. Oscar says a little later on, be safe, guys. We want nothing.
And somewhere there was
to
a thumbs up
with any of this.
Yeah, there was a thumbs up.
Pony
somewhere.
Gave a thumbs up.
Okay, all right.
I would say I thought about going to pick him up, and then I said, he's gonna ruin this. I'm gonna go to work.
I mean, the logical pickup is Rob's field because he's
on the
right
way.
Behind him.
Yeah. Well, if he was where he said he was, it would have been perfectly on the way. But he wasn't
and this
there.
Is, and we get the breakdown occurs at 6:46 a.m., which means Rob Spiewak is probably 20 minutes, 30 minutes behind you. So it's perfect.
That's about right, yeah. That's
it's
about
perfect.
Right.
Where did the breakdown occur as far as you're communicating your location? Did you feel the pressure of communicating your location to Rob Spiewak, Pony Boy?
Well, no. What I did was, I sent my location with Waze, which apparently does absolutely nothing.
I'm sure I'll get it tomorrow.
We're slaves to our technology.
I think if we start looking at cross streets, that's the best way to work.
I asked him, but remember, the cross street was vague. It was marvelously vague.
Yes. It was an access road.
Yeah.
That is a... Tell Todd Moore right now that is
pain point.
App. What is there... It's called Pinpoint?
No, it's a pain point. It's a pain point.
A pain point. No,
yes.
But what a great name for the app. Trademark it. Pinpoint.
No. Pain point. Pinpoint is how to find somebody, and that's called Find My Friends. You can just do that for free from Apple.
Well, why didn't you use Find My Friends?
Because I don't I don't consider him a friend. Now, if they had an app called Locate Your Acquaintance, then maybe I'm using it.
So, what was the real? So, the technology let you. I mean, Rob, you're the person to discuss this. I wasn't there. Yeah, it's all about blame on this show. Come on now.
We had to
listen
talk
to poor
it
Adrian
out.
What he went through over the weekend. The poor.
That's
guy.
True. That's true. Well, you know what? I don't feel bad about that. He wouldn't even be on Locate My Acquaintance.
All right, now stop it, please.
It would be. Where's that cohort?
That boy has taken enough heat. As far as I'm concerned.
What it boiled down to is when I finally said, "All right, Pony, the address range isn't working. You're not where I think you said you were. Are there any landmarks by you?" And he gave me the name of a certain park, and I put that into navigation and then started in that way. And then I said, "Wait, are you near a very narrow bridge over the Cabin John River or creek or whatever it is?"
Call.
And he said, "Yes." I said, "Good. I'm 2 minutes away." And then 5 minutes later, the light changed, and I picked him up. I love, you know what? As fun as my drive is on a daily basis, it's really savory when you get back into the neighborhoods of Northwest. That's fun.
Oh, yeah.
I love to see not just a crumbling infrastructure, but one that was inadequate before it crumbled.
Well, I'm glad
How
you brought up.
How many one-way streets can I be on today? All of them?
I'm glad you brought up crumbling because I am taking a bite of toast, as Rob calls me. And Rob calls me, and the phone rings, and I answer the phone, and Rob says, "Pony."
Now, I have a question. When I call you, and it's prior to 7 in the morning, when I call you that early, I know you're up because you've already texted.
Right.
Do you pick up the phone with dread? Is there any anticipation?
No there's never any real dread with you. It's usually it's with anybody with the show. It's business, so I really don't dread
Let's make
it.
This brief.
It's not like the old days.
8:10, Mike.
Or Sunday evening. Anyway.
Last day of vacation.
Yeah. When the phone would ring, Rob and I would both go,
"No!"
It's not like that anymore.
No, it's different.
So Rob calls me and goes, Pony, and I begin a laugh, and I suck a piece of toast into my windpipe, which causes a coughing jag that my Uncle Bill Sheehan would look at and go, that's impressive.
Yeah, it
and
was
he
good.
Was one of the great chokers of all time. I'm choking to the point where my family is alarmed. I am talking to you, and I said, okay, I hope you can deal with it. Thank you.
Yeah, you never gave up. I will say this. You never gave up. You powered through the conversation.
Yeah. You know how Jim Nance likes his toast?
Really burnt. He has a picture of it in his
wallet.
I'm
the opposite. I like kind of a light kiss of browning on the toast.
Oh, the Maillard effect, yes.
I'm not blaming it on the toast. I'm blaming it on you calling me when I had a mouthful of food and really trying to grab a last bite of toast right before that phone call was answered.
Yeah.
And then I inhaled and it's still laying on my esophagus right now.
So did it go, you know what? As they used to say, it went down the wrong pipe, which always
went down the wrong
gross
wrong
expression.
Pipe, and I was just blown away by how much I was hacking. Like into the shower, I was having. But you know, it could be worse. I could be sitting on the side of MacArthur Boulevard.
Yeah. With an effed up back and an angry coworker.
Oh, you're going to bring up your back too?
What happened to your back?
Yeah,
your waif leg. What could hurt that?
I don't even know. I have no
you
idea.
You slept wrong? Maybe you slept wrong with
I think I slept wrong.
I like it when our Bolivian bloviator uses a term that I've used. I feel like it's my boy growing up. Waif like. Waif
like
is.
Like I like my women.
Waif like is.
Yeah.
Waif
like. Yeah.
So Pony, skinny. You have back issues?
Have you been sitting on your wallet?
I don't know what I did. I just know I hurt my back, and the first thing I said when I got in the car is, I don't want to spend too much time in the car today because this is agonizingly painful.
Oh, my God, pain.
It's like everything.
Is it your lower back?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Right above your magnificent ass?
Yes.
Where's your sugar glider these days?
In her cage.
Is she sleeping with you? Maybe that got your back all jacked up.
How did you hurt your back?
That would happen.
Hold on. How did you hurt your back?
I don't know. Working on a computer.
Oh, you're hunched over.
No idea.
Yeah.
The good
over.
News is, Mike, he got his wish. It. He said he didn't want to spend too much time in his car, and halfway the way to work, he got to get out of his car.
Buddy, what is the game plan for after work today?
I don't know. I think Robbie offered to drive me home.
Yes, car fire.
I appreciate that very much. And then I'm going to see how much Subaru wants to bilk me for. And
okay,
then
what
we'll,
about the car?
He's already arranged for the tow. I watched him in action.
That's what we
watched him
ask.
In action.
It's bad tow truck.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that website. Oh, don't go there if you're at work. That is a not safe for work website.
Bad tow truck. Really? Is that a real website?
I'm oh, yeah. Do not do that.
How about is there one called Camel Toe Truck?
Oh, God. You know what? We've got a lady present today. You're a monster.
I know. I'm so sorry.
He forgets.
Aren't you aware of the climate, Rob? The climate we have?
Yeah.
Yes, it's very cold outside.
It's a cigarette thing.
By the way, Rob, I have to compliment you. That is a beautiful red hoodie that you're wearing.
Thank you very much.
It's a festive.
Thank you. Well, you know, it is the holidays.
It is the holidays. That's mm-hmm. right. Yeah. And by the way, you know, every time a tow truck driver smokes a cigarette, Pony gets his car towed.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Sorry for late. Gabriel, you started without me? You cut the turkey without me? Come on, we leave. They start without us, we go.
Every year you are late, Gabriel. We were hungry, the kids wanted to eat, we were ready, we couldn't wait.
You're all flesh and blood and you couldn't wait? You cut the turkey? That's it.
You cut the turkey. It took us hours to get here. You live miles from nowhere. It's too far, for God's sake. Too far for relatives. Get new relatives. Get relatives that live near you and who you wait for.
Gabriel, for God's sake, let's not make an issue out of the
turkey. That's what happens when you get to be wealthy. You got a wealthy son, so you don't even wait for your brother to come before you cut the turkey. The hell with you!
To hell with me?
Yeah, they got to wait till every relative is there before the turkey's caught. I said enough!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak. Oscar Santana.
And now,
from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Fiverr Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. If you're here, you are in the know. We're on air, on demand, and we've got a great app. It's the TMOS app. We love it. You will love it. Get our show all day, every single day with the TMOS app. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. And if you want to save money while shopping online this holiday season, you should join Honey.
Yes.
True story. I used Honey before they came on as advertisers. It's super easy. It saved me money. Let it work for you. Let me tell you what it does. Honey is a free browser extension. It's available on Chrome, that's where I use it, Firefox, and Safari. It effortlessly saves you time and money while shopping online at tens of thousands of stores. While you shop, the app will instantly find every working coupon. Now, Mrs. O'Mara knows from coupons.
Yes.
She is addicted to coupons. And by the way, if you're old like me, you think of coupons as something you clip. No.
No.
Coupons now... It you know, exist in the electronic world.
Did you clip coupons after you read Parade?
You go in the, remember the newspapers?
Yes, newspapers.
The Sunday paper still has coupons. No, they're electronic now.
That's right.
Honey will, it's an app that instantly finds every working coupon code on the internet, and at checkout, Honey will automatically apply the best code to your cart. On average, Honey members save $34 per month shopping online with Honey. Honey makes your Amazon shopping experience better. Honey will show you if you can get the same item for less from a different seller, even factoring in Amazon Prime shipping and more. And Honey will notify you when a saved menu item drops in price. Honey has already saved over hundreds of millions of dollars for over 6 million members. There's no reason not to join today. It only takes two clicks to start saving money. Join Honey today for free at joinhoney.com/TMOS. That's joinhoney.com/TMOS. Thank you, Honey.
Hi, Honey. Thank you, Honey.
And Honey. Hey. Stephen Douglas McIntyre, a gentleman who is the... I guess official or unofficial president of the TMOS fan club. And
he's like that guy, Johnny, whatever his name was, that was the unofficial mayor of Hollywood for years. Remember, he would show up at all the things, but he held no real title.
Yes.
He's the unofficial mayor of the Mike O'Mara Show fan page, I think.
And we inducted him into the TMOS Listener Hall of Fame down in New Orleans. And he is a tremendous enthusiast for the show. And he is an enthusiast for the fan club as mm-hmm. well. And the thing I just wanted to say to Stephen is that... someone check on him. Just please check on him and make sure that he's upright.
Is
and
he all care. Right? Yeah.
Well, I just want to make sure he's all right. Stephen, I appreciate the zeal that you are attacking this fan club. And the zeal for the fan club has manifested itself in many different ways. The least, not the least of which is he gets very excited when we do a live show.
Sure.
He gets very, very excited when we do a live show. He had a meet and greet. Mm-hmm. Down in New Orleans.
In Nakatomi Towers.
Yeah.
In
and remember, he brought guitars and saxophones so everyone could pose.
He likes to organize these. I'm here to tell you, Stephen, I've communicated with you personally, and sometimes I think it's maybe better that I communicate through the show and tell you that we think we're going to Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But Oscar, who runs Point on these venues, well, Oscar, I can't speak for you. I don't believe you have, in earnest, even started the process yet, right?
No, you jerks, because last time we did this...
Who are you addressing the jerks?
The listeners, Mike, the listeners.
Okay, very good, okay.
We did this, you booked, and I would say a handful of you didn't post. And we want people to come to our show.
Exactly.
We want you to, while there were 500 people there, I would say we could have got 800 people there. But it's so early, you make your plans, and you're like, oh, willy-nilly about it. You forget about it.
Right.
So we'd rather announce it earlier than, I mean, closer to the show time, later than earlier.
And understand, we'll give you plenty of time.
Yeah, you'll have like 6 months.
Yes, plenty of time.
Is he, somebody look at his phone, because I don't have him in my phone.
SDM? Hmm.
Yeah, I think he just said hi, guy. I think he just texted me hi, guy, which he has that little aura of threateningness about him.
Sparrow.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Sparrow.
He has that little Sparrow
thing. Well, he's ex-military, so he probably knows like judo.
He's not on the
Sparrow. And I think Rob and Oscar might be able to corroborate the fact that...
let me try high Sparrow.
When you play that game with me a little bit, it's a... just a teeny tiny bit of a slippery slope.
Oh, right? More than that. It's very slippery.
It's on me.
I found him. Hi, Sparrow.
Would there be a three in the number?
Well, just the area code.
I've got 666666666.
Anyway.
There's no three in the number. I got no three in the number.
Well, I don't know who's doing that then, for Christ's sake. I don't know. Whoever sent me the text just now, send me another text if you're listening.
And say your name.
Say your name instead of playing that passive-aggressive crap with me, which lights my candle.
Yeah, all right, don't light
thank
your
you
candle.
Very much.
Are
here's
you sure
the thing.
It's a listener?
I don't know who it is. Okay. I don't know what's going on with all
Adrian,
this. It's a 703, so that's all. Here it is. There are two things at play here. I am delighted that the fan club supports the show. They sent me to the Masters. They're sending Pony to Japan, and they're sending Rob on a cruise. It is a, and they bought $5 gazillion worth of gifts for Oscar during his wedding.
The vacuum is tremendous.
That is something that is
sucks
appreciated.
Everything.
I don't think we could be any more grateful. I've certainly articulated it here how moved and touched I was with that.
Yeah, but the fan club is bigger than SDM.
But he is point man on this, and then he was talking about how many people reached out to him after. Is everything all right?
We have Steven calling in. He just hung up on us.
Oh, Steven was calling
bitch.
In. Oh, we
He's
don't
calling.
Have to take him.
Steven, call back.
We don't have to take him.
Call back. No, I'd like to hear him. Here it is. There are a lot of people talking about hotel rooms and booking group rates and stuff. If we are going to do a venue, in the past, we have worked out a deal for the show.
Exactly.
That is how the show pays our light bill. It's how we make our living. It's how
we are in talks with some
we do this.
Properties already.
Right.
To have another person doing it. First of all, everybody's going to be taken care of. Everybody's going to, there's going to be an announcement. There's
Step
going to be
off.
A venue. There may or may not be a, now, why do you jump in with step off? You're the most careful person.
Everybody,
and then you say that.
No, I'm talking about I spent the most time on that fan club, right? Sometimes I comment, sometimes I don't. When you're trying to bully our listeners into some
maybe
charity,
I should spend
I
more
comment
time
as well.
There. Maybe I should.
That's when I got to step in. I'll say this: that if you're excited about it, we're excited about it.
We
that's
all are excited.
Point.
Yeah.
If you're making plans before we know what date. Or what plans you're gonna make? Then we're not working together here.
No, don't buy the groceries before you know what's for dinner.
Let me explain the way this
Thank
works.
You.
All right, the idea of a destination when we go out to a location, we ultimately do this as a profit making vehicle for the show. I don't think that's any secret.
Well, we haven't really
this
made
is
profit.
How, this is well.
We don't want to lose money. We don't want to lose money.
We would love, and we certainly would love the opportunity to put more money in the show's coffers to keep the show thriving and healthy. It is when you are pursuing other hotels, or you're pursuing other group rates, or you do before we have even discussed whether we will be doing the show in a hotel, which I think in Las Vegas would be. I would play the odds that we would be, but we have no idea.
Maybe we're going to the Tropicana.
Who knows?
You never know what's going to happen. So the fact is, and especially when we haven't selected a date, it becomes problematic. So there's a thread with all this going. There's a lot of enthusiasm about Las Vegas. It's fantastic. You go there. But I want to make sure that what we do. And by the way, can we get him back on the line? Can we call him, please? Can we do that?
I have his number.
I have his number.
He just called in. Did it have caller ID?
Yeah.
How did you know he just called
how
in?
How
did you
know it was him?
I could see the name, but not the number, and it didn't keep the history.
Oh, I have his number, Mike. The High Sparrow.
So was that him?
It said his name on the caller ID.
Okay. All right.
So I'm very certain it was him.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Mike, I'm afraid our phone hybrid is broken down on the side of MacArthur Boulevard.
I swear to God.
I'll call him right now, Please Mike. Don't worry.
All right. So the thing about it is that that is working as though it might seem to be working for us, but it is working against us.
That's on the line now.
Steven?
Good morning. How are you?
How are you?
I can't come.
Hello?
Are you overseas, Steven? It sounds like
I am in Florida right now, but that's not too far overseas. Well, shut both doors, please.
Good. Make sure the flip phone is all the way open.
Yes.
Did you hear what I was saying?
Yes, a part of it. When you're calling in, you no longer can listen to the show. So while it was ringing, right, I've missed a few words. But I've got the gist of it.
Okay, so yeah, it's concerning because I just want to make sure that you are not doing something that might eventually affect our way of especially when we're talking about a Reno situation. And thanks for the kind words on the thread about our Reno hotel, telling everybody that it was dingy. I appreciated that. That wasn't me.
That was someone who stayed there. I did not go to either of the two Reno shows, so sorry about that.
Sorry.
Hold on a second. Let me.
This guy.
Yeah.
Hey. Have you heard of the Orleans Hotel and Casino off the Strip?
I've heard of it.
Yeah.
You know how to contract there? Jerry.
What are you doing, by the way, Oscar?
Jerry had a lifetime at the Orleans.
Oscar, what the hell are you doing?
What do you mean?
Are you mentioning a name of a hotel right now?
Oh no, that's a dingy hotel.
Yeah.
That's not a hotel we'd stay at.
No.
No.
We had a great time at Circus.
We did. They treated us like stars, rock stars. It was so nice.
Jerry played this hotel?
He had a lifetime contract with the Orleans, which, by the way, is up now.
It is so off the Strip.
Oh, I know.
Like middle of the desert, it feels like.
Hey. Well,
Oscar, can you explain what my point is here?
Yeah, SDM. No metes tu cuchara, all right? That's all you have to do.
What does that mean?
Take your spoon out of our soup until we know what soup we're serving.
Yes.
Okay, we are not contacting any, facility. I understand. And I've said on there, I guess, maybe
clarify,
I meant to contact Oscar by this time. If you guys find a venue where there's also accommodations, if it's in a hotel, then we have 200 people that once you make that announcement, or 200 rooms or whatever.
And I love that.
Anyway,
and I love that. I just want you to do it through... I want you to coordinate with Oscar with all of it.
And you've been great about that in the past.
Yes,
that would be great because it scares me when things start spinning out of control. I think that the enthusiasm and what you've done with the fan club. I honored you on stage at the House of Blues.
You remember that?
That's right.
Because of the fact that what you've done is appreciated by us. What I freak out about is when there are two separate entities, one for the show that's designed to make a profit for the show, if possible, and pay for the cost of doing the show, and the other one that's not. And that's just what I get worried about.
The very best case scenario of what you're doing is diluting our product. And that's sad.
Whoa.
That's Rob, the best case scenario.
Rob, that was Rob Steven.
Yeah,
I care about you. I cannot believe after you provided Rob Spiewak with a Disney cruise, that he is that level of ingratitude.
He will walk on the beach. He will make fun of you on the air.
I am grateful, and I just want to make sure that we don't.
Steven,
put you
I
through...
apologize for Rob Spiewak. I'm sorry.
What that's a jerk a, store.
Don't want to put you through any kind of grief because the last thing we want is to honor you at the next live show on the death reel. That's not what we want.
Jesus. Rob, you dick.
What is wrong with you, Rob?
I have to tell you again, no contacts have been made anywhere.
That's an exploratory
any suspected venue, hotel, whatever. But we've got people from 15 different states across the nation who have said that they're coming. We've got people who want, I think it's about 68, 69 hotel rooms.
69.
We've got 200.
Look out.
We have 200 people who have committed. They're going. And the thing is, I would say that 90% of these 200 people are willing to go anywhere you say.
Aww.
It's not, you know, a lot of it is Las Vegas. A lot of the people are from Nevada and California. But if you announce tomorrow that we're going to be in Chicago, I would say that 90% of those 200 people would say, yep, put me down for
that.
That's
amazing. So, that's you know, cool. And then, Stephen, that is amazing.
Great talking
to me.
Point, Stephen.
That is amazing to me. And I just worry. And there is more. And I'll tell you something. When I see the excitement for the Las Vegas show, that tells me people were happy with the New Orleans show. And any other venue that people are excited about and coming to, it's wonderful. It's just as long as I'm confident you will work with our beloved.
Let's work together
Bolivian,
instead of against each other.
Yes.
That's all I
paid tribute.
Know.
You know this.
I volunteer as tribute.
Okay, Stephen. You have a happy Thanksgiving, man.
Stephen, can you do this for me? Were you touched by our tribute at the House of Blues?
Oh, certainly. Most certainly.
When do you show emotion?
There it is.
At what is there anything?
No, he said that was the emotion, my chuckling.
Yeah. Is there anything else or that you would like to address on the show? Because you rarely get an opportunity
to
come out here. That because you take some heat sometimes as far as people saying, you know, that you can be a little heavy handed. That's hence the name, the High Sparrow. Would you like to address any of your critics right now on the Mike O'Mara show?
Well, you can't please everybody when you've got 2,500 people in the fan club. If 100% of the people said, oh, he's doing, you know, a fantastic job, wouldn't change a thing, whatever. I mean, how unbelievable would that be? So you've got, you know, people who would say, well, you know, a lot of people interpret it wrong. They would, you know, say he's doing this or he's doing that. You know, people are saying, why are you contacting hotels and trying to get rates? And I said, I am not. I don't know how you interpret what you read on the Facebook page as a hotel is being contacted. None are being contacted. Now, again, this is just fun. We're just
so you're addressing me. Is that what it is? You're addressing me as your number one critic. Is that what it is?
No, you didn't say that. No, one of the members said, you know, why are you getting rates? How can you get rates if you don't even have a date? I said, I'm not getting rates. But again, I understand, and people have brought it to my attention, if Oscar finds a location for a venue that is in a hotel and will give you the banquet room for this amount if you also reserve 200 rooms.
You don't need to worry about that.
No.
You don't need to worry about that, though.
Hear me out here.
I wouldn't worry about that because Oscar will do that. And then, you know, before we make an announcement, he will contact you and tell you,
you
what we're
dibs.
Doing. And you know,
club.
you guys have been in contact before.
Yearly subscribers.
It's just Oscar gave me the receipts from New Orleans last week, and we reviewed the numbers. And the fact is, how do I say this delicately, Stephen? You know, it's just, I don't know.
We need to make more money to make this viable.
And the weird thing is, Adrian said
he did
great.
Not that I wouldn't love to. Hold on, Rob. Not that I would not mind, you know, getting gifts for the rest of my life, but I'm feeding my family here, and it's it can be problematic. It's just crazy sometimes. So
yeah.
I'm a little
great
nervous.
Great time all around, though.
A great time was had by, I think you will agree, Stephen, a great time was had by the fan club and everybody else. The vast majority of the members that came to the show, not members, but fans of the show that came that aren't in the fan club, and they came as well. I just get nervous because if you were going further away, if we do a show in Las Vegas, and I want to make sure that we are able to pull it off, that it has viability. It's a harder thing than I ever anticipated it would be.
Yes, well, fear not, because if you know, TMOS recommends one particular hotel, then that is where, you know, we would not choose another hotel just because we like it better than the one that you chose. We will choose the hotel that Oscar is negotiating with.
Right.
Yeah. And will there be an auction of any other former cast members' clothing
trousers
at the next at the next meet and greet that we do?
No, actually, that cast member has requested that I no longer auction off any of his items, which I am in possession of, which are many.
Which are many?
That's so really? Weird.
You mean you don't just have Buzz's old T-shirt? You have other things that he has?
I've got some old softball jerseys, spectacles, and that sort of thing.
Underpants.
Paddles.
That's interesting. And how are you feeling? I know you've had some health issues. How are you feeling, Stephen?
Alive and well. Like I said, the weekend after I was in New Orleans, I flew to San Antonio and drove a 26-foot U-Haul 1,000 miles back to Atlanta. So
wow,
that's saying I'm feeling okay.
Yeah,
that's good.
Say so.
I'm glad to hear that. And so, Oscar, have I covered everything as far as this is concerned? Hi, Sparrow.
We've
always
got his
good
travel. We've
always
got
good to talk to you, and hopefully that everything will be fine. And
you didn't leave your heart in San Antonio, did you?
That's you know, and for what it's worth, Stephen, I would respectfully request that no more auctions with other cast members' clothing.
Yeah.
It was very uncomfortable for all of us.
Unless you have
odd.
Anything from Don, I'd love to see that.
That's Oscar speaking.
Well, I actually do.
Yes! Yeah, of course you do.
Think so. All right. That's it.
Hey, dilly dilly. Note,
thank you.
Dilly
dilly. Dilly dilly.
Dilly
dilly, Stephen.
Dilly dilly, Stephen.
Goodbye.
Bye bye. There he goes. He's off. And I feel that same level of satisfaction that I have with all of my personal contacts with him. That everything's just fine.
I have a lot of items.
He's like the White House spokesperson where you're like, what just happened?
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
They really didn't answer anything, but I feel like I've been bamboozled.
Yeah. If anyone's in his neighborhood, check on him. Make sure that the gas isn't leaking.
Yeah, just but we love him.
Adore
look what
him.
He's done. Look what he's done for all of us individually.
Oh, he's the best.
That's great. And Rob's playing a little AC/DC. I didn't. That's not lost on me. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Michael Maris Show.
She was a fast machine.
Listen up, TMOS listeners. There's a new show coming to the More Network. Are you a guy in your douchebag 30s who watches The Bachelor in your underwear every week? Or maybe you pretend to be a Food Network personality every time you cook dinner? Do you know all the words to Justin Bieber's latest song and secretly like it? Whatever your guilty pleasure is, I want to know about it. Send in your weirdest guilty or not-so-guilty pleasure to pleasure@michaelmarishow.com and tune in to see if yours is embarrassing enough to make it on air. That's pleasure@michaelmarishow.com. And you never know. People might just have the same weird habits that you do.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Whistle.
Best way to get a cab in the world. Mike is the greatest guy for that.
We all have dogs. We all love our dogs, which is why we love Whistle. Whistle is a device that device that attaches to your pet's collar that allows you to track their location and activity from an app right on your phone. Whistle is super lightweight.
Wow.
It weighs less than an ounce. It's waterproof, and it has a rechargeable battery that lasts up to 10 days. Whistle uses GPS and AT&T cellular network to monitor your pet 24/7 anywhere in the USA. You can even use Wi-Fi zones to monitor where your pet spends most of their time and get notified when they leave and return to their safe place. And when your pet is beyond Wi-Fi range, the device uses cellular and GPS technology to enable tracking anywhere in the USA using AT&T. I believe this was a cyborg that wrote this copy today. When your pet is beyond Wi-Fi range, you can track it. That's the point. You have it, right,
yeah,
Rob?
Last week, Linus does what he does about once a month or so. He makes a break for it, just takes himself for a walk around the neighborhood, and you can follow him, but it's tedious because you'll never catch him. So this time I just watched him on my phone, watched him take the lap and come back home. It was great. I knew where he was the whole time.
Microchipping is an important part of pet safety, but a lost pet has to be found and taken to a shelter with a chip database, which can take hours or days. And Whistle, it takes only minutes to find your pet. Isn't it about time we use smart technology to help our pets keep safe and healthy?
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Whistle Whistle brings peace of mind to pet owners across the nation. And for a limited time, our listeners can get $25 off a Whistle device when you use the code TMOS. So go to whistle.com right now and use the code TMOS at checkout. Visit whistle.com today. Whistle. The smarter way to care for your best friend.
You know, there in the old days, we would have carted up that whistle. We would have put that on a cartridge, but you were doing those live.
It'd be tighter if we had it like that. Yeah. I'd be hitting it the whole time. That's what we do it. Anyway, can I? Would you like to hear about me moving, or would you like to hear about the fact that I spent time in a portrait studio over the weekend?
Well, I think I've got to go portrait studio.
Portrait studios. You don't care if I'm uprooting my family and moving to another domicile.
Moving would probably make more sense because then that means more work for
us. No, it's interesting the way his brain works.
No, because think of him seated in front of a bookcase backdrop.
I didn't. Oh, I wasn't in the picture.
Oh, you weren't? Well, then I want to hear about the move.
Mrs. O'Mara decided that Sunday at 10:50 is your first clue that it might be problematic. Not 10:30, not 10 o'clock, not 11 o'clock, 10:50. Which would mean that they break them up into 10-minute or 20-minute sessions would be the optimal time. 10:50 Sunday morning would be the optimal time to have a portrait of my son done for Christmas.
Okay.
And what I and you know, I'm fine with that. Now, in the morning, I got a text from one of my buddies, Skip, that says, you want to roll out early afternoon and knock out 9. I said, yeah. I said, I got some family stuff to do till noon, thinking that 10:50 till noon would be perfectly okay. I said, but how about 1 o'clock? Gives me a tremendous window. And we arrive at the portrait studio. And we arrive, and there are
when you say portrait studio, is that in quotation marks?
It is a
marks?
Building in a strip mall with two cubicles with backdrops.
I thought you guys went to Bass Pro Shop.
No, that's for Santa.
That's for Santa. That's not for...
Oh.
Hello?
Come on, get your head out of
I don't
your
know
ass.
What a portrait is. I've never had one. I don't know what you're talking
about. A picture.
About.
It's a picture. You've never... You have a...
Like glamour shots?
You've had headshots done before. Have you never?
Yeah,
shots?
He has.
Yeah, but I didn't call them portraits.
It's called a portrait studio.
How about your kids getting a headshot?
Portrait.
No.
Headshot.
Well, he's not auditioning to be in Hamilton. It's like a school picture, okay?
Yeah. Come on, you mook.
I
We're
can
trying
play
to tell
tennis?
The story.
I'm just asking.
It's like a portrait studio. It's a chain in a strip mall, and that's where my little guy's going to get his picture
like
taken.
Family like, pictures?
Or
like
Olin
a,
Mills.
Like a family
Olin
picture.
Mills. I know Olin Mills.
Carla got it. It's like Olin Mills. Exactly like Olin Mills.
I know that.
That's what it is. Okay. Carla gets a coupon, the aforementioned coupon, on Honey.
Yes.
And she says, let's go to the portrait studio.
The Spiewak did a family thing at Olin Mills before my dad split.
Okay. All right. So you've got one?
Yeah, many years ago.
I'd love to see that.
Yeah. I'll try
before
to find
my dad split.
Little Mike was going to say the same thing, but your dad didn't go to another family. He went to heaven.
Went to another land.
Did you look happy in the Did everybody look happy in the picture?
Yeah, we faked it pretty good.
All right. So
my mom
we get
looked
in there.
Sad.
She did.
No, not really. Come on.
Sharon was depressed.
HBS is like, I'm going to pay for this, and I'm going to get out of here.
It's a hit the road, Jack.
So if you're planning on doing the same thing, a lot of families want to do like Christmas card.
Yeah.
Everybody wears the same flannel shirt. You know, it's just super cute.
Yeah. Yes.
And so people want to get them done. If you want to go through the same kind of hell that Pony went through on the side of MacArthur Boulevard, go to a portrait studio at right around 11 o'clock on a Sunday.
Mm.
And
right before the holidays.
Yeah. And so I don't want to diss the people that were working there, but let me just say the word scattered might apply.
Mm,
the
really?
Word frantic might apply. There are two photographers there. So I believe two. There are two photographers. Everybody all right back there? Was that the little hat?
Maddie's got TB.
Maddie, you all right? Just turn away from the microphone.
Okay?
So there are two photographers, and there are, let me see, when last I checked, about 304 families in there waiting to get their portraits.
Because they all have their coupons.
Yeah, they're all in there, and they're getting their pictures done, and we're having costume changes. We have a 12-year-old or a 13- or a 14-year-old getting her Christmas card for some reason, and when it got to the 40-minute mark where they were sitting in front of their little monitor, I looked over at Carla. I said, you know how long they've been there? She said, okay, don't do this. I said, our appointment was 10:50. And I assumed 10:50 would be it's so specific a time that that would be the time we were
because
seen.
They're scheduling. Yeah, I mean, it's, you said something very valid that merits restating. Right. If it was sort of a vague window, they right. would say 10:30,
no,
11 o'clock.
50,
but 10:50 says yeah. specific.
Yeah, and let me tell you why it's specific for them. So they can sardine all these rubes into a room
big
to
portrait.
Get screwed and for one picture.
Mm-hmm.
It's one picture at the end of the day. If you want more, you got to pay for it, right?
That's
but if
right.
you want to get the coupon rate, the like $42 rate for one picture, which I could take
with a coupon?
Well, no, you get a lot of other stuff. Let's not go into that yet.
Right.
The point is time is something. I don't mind waiting if I'm told what's going on. And then, I'm going to take this on two fronts, all right?
Please.
I don't mind waiting if you're communicating with me. If you come to me and say, we got slammed and we overscheduled, if you can be understanding, we're going to see you within this time frame. If you do that, I'm done. I have it in my mind what's happening,
mm-hmm.
okay? If you do that, I'm not going to worry about it. Then if you don't do that, then I go to my incremental rule, all right? You want to know what my incremental rule
yeah.
is? 10 minutes is an understandable delay
okay.
if you've got a specific appointment time. I think it applies to a doctor's office. It should. A lawyer's office. Anything. 15 minutes, you're starting to become problematic and you're a little obnoxious.
Yep.
At 20 minutes, it's bad. If you're making someone wait for 20 minutes in a restaurant, they're walking out of your restaurant.
Right.
I think the same should apply to everything. If you get me to the half hour mark, you're saying a big F you to me and you shouldn't have my business. Okay. Well,
we went to the
35 minute mark. All right. With this. And I was sitting there going, I'm pissed because of just the wait. It's Sunday. I got nothing going on outside of a tea time. But the fact is, at the same point, it was an extra, like, nine holes. It was extra. So it's not a priority.
Bonus.
My priority
Bonus
is
call.
Getting my kids picked. But the fact is, with these scattered people running around this place, not communicating, and everybody's racing around. We know that in the radio mm-hmm. business as well. You know the people that are inefficient in a radio studio behind the scenes because they're the ones that are waving their arms around and running. That's when you know that things are effed up because people are feigning that frantic nature. And if you just calm down, you'll get it taken care of. So there are nine families in front of us. We're told on three separate occasions, there's one family in front of you, which was a lie because there were two families in front of us. And then we get, Carla leans over and said, this is the problem. I said, what? She said, the dreaded costume change. Yes, there was a costume change because Mommy Suburbanite did not decided that the little snowflake sweater on her little effing angel was not a sure thing, so she wants to bring in the second costume.
So the
chain.
Studio is not providing costumes.
So 10:50, when it's 10 after 12 noon, and we're wrapping up our procedure after getting my little guy, by the way, who was a trooper and had his one picture taken, and, you know, I'm just here to say, if you're going to do this, do not do it on a Sunday, because everybody was there. Should I point out, we arrived at 10:45.
Well, I think you're early in the season. You're not after Thanksgiving dragging your kid to the mall for the picture.
Well, I guess the week of before Thanksgiving must be a busy time for that. But they were, and then the photographer, God bless her, who, let me see, celebrity she most resembles would be a combination of, let me see if I've got this this straight, a combination of Amy Schumer and Louis Anderson.
Oh.
All right, that would be,
fleet of foot.
You know who would have a great eye for photography, I feel, is Chrissy Metz.
Don't you think she'd
be a wonderful picture
this
taker?
This is the thing. The photography would have gone smoother if there wasn't a hair adjustment every single time. It would be take a picture, move the hair. Take a picture, let down the hair. I'm not asking you. Take a picture, put the hair in a ponytail. Take the picture, put the hair in a bun. Take the picture, move the hair out of the eyes. It was insanity. I got out of there.
I'd
lost a part of my holiday soul. This is how they get you. This is how they wear you down.
Yeah.
This is how they wear you down at the end of it. But at the end of the day, he had a beautiful little picture taken.
Oh, cool.
And he, it was, that's the little angel. But it's to me, we've got the technology now. I could get a poster of a pine tree, put it in back of his little ass, and take the picture on my iPhone, and easy peasy.
I have a question.
That would be fine. Yes.
If it was just a picture of him, am I correct?
Yes.
Why did you have to go?
Family support. Wow. Family support. I'm not at the early stages. I'm not at the early stages of the marriage yet. You have to understand.
It's okay? Not to the point where dad's going to split.
Yeah. We're fine. We're fine. Everything's A-OK. Wanted to show some support. We chatted boy. Last week, right, Oscar? Remember?
It was
remember
Sunday.
That conversation we had? Yeah.
Why do you have to go? Anyway,
Sunday fun day.
I thought it was a family portrait.
But you know what? It was nice to be there. It was nice to be there. But
when is your sitting?
Sounds like it.
My sitting will be. It's actually going to be a lying. I will have my hands crossed across my chest, and there will be an orchid in my fingers. Thank you very much. We will take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Do you like the Mike O'Mara bonus show? I've been a big fan of the regular show ever since it was on Terrestrial. But I think the bonus show is the group's undisputed masterpiece. It's an epic meditation on intangibility. At the same time, it deepens and enriches the meaning of the regular show. Listen to the brilliant ensemble playing of O'Mara, Spiewak, and Santana. The show is extremely uplifting. It's as positive and affirmative as anything I've heard in a podcast. The TMOS bonus show. Don't just stare at it, buy it.
Yes! Yes!
Oh, that's my new fave. Who did that? Author. Ben McDaniel, same guy that did our Maze promo. Ben is on a hot streak, Ben.
Wow. Ben, you're on a roll. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, Pony, you think your car is going to get fixed in time for Anime USA 2017?
Oh, absolutely.
It's the exciting world of anime coming to Washington, D.C., all centered around our man, Pony Boy. The event is happening at the Washington Marriott Wardman Park Hotel, December 8th through the 10th. You got plenty of time to get your ticks, everybody. Oscar, did you want to tip in on this?
The sword celebrity that's going to be there, the swordsmith?
Yeah.
Yes, the swordsmith.
Yeah, the swordsmith. I actually was like, oh, I wonder who that guy is. This guy is my hero. He makes swords from video games and movies. Like, it
custom
is
stuff,
awesome.
Yeah.
Are you talking about Matt Stagmer?
Yes!
That's the guy?
I would do things to him sexually. I'm not even into that.
Professional bladesmith and host of the YouTube series
so cool.
Man at Arms, which our boy Oscar
he made an Optimus Prime sword.
Watch.
He made a Genji sword.
Oh,
really
it's incredible.
Cool.
Anime USA 2017, yeah. Christmas in Japan.
That guy's a man's man.
If you love anime, this convention is the place to be. You know, Matt Stagmer, just a small part of it. And, of course, fantastic cosplay.
Yes.
Come be part of it or just enjoy the people watching. Look, if I had an afternoon, I'm not into any of that stuff. I would sit back. Cool. I would go it just to see the costumes.
I'm
going to
go now.
I'm going to go dressed as a guy who's depressed that his car is broken.
Plus, you can hang and hug with our own Matt Pony
yes,
Boy.
Yes. Free hugs.
Woo. Free. Japanese transmission.
You'll be there.
Come and get a new Tokyo alternator.
You'll be there, too.
I'm going to go.
For
you
tickets,
are?
Yeah, Pony, go. If I was
hell
in D.C.,
yeah.
I would go, too. For more tickets and more info, visit animeusa.org. Use the code TMOS17A. Thank you for the people that have let me know they're buying tickets to it. And get 20% off regular admission. This is a local sponsor, correct?
Yes,
this
absolutely.
Is somebody
local.
That came to us,
local.
Wanted to advertise, and we're selling tickets for them, and I'm so happy about
that's
that.
That's awesome.
Kick off your holidays with Anime USA 2017, Christmas in Japan. Get your tickets today at animeusa.org. And remember the code TMOS17A. That's TMOS17A. If you use that code, you're going to get 20% off your regular admission. The toast.
The easiest way to do it is just click the button on our website. It'll take you right to the website and remind you of the code. That way you can do it.
So we're moving. I think we're going to move.
Really?
I thought this is hurricane-proof home that you would never move. You know, it's safe.
Yeah, it's good luck home.
We are
good luck home.
Here's what it is. It is the hurricane. It is the idea that there is a neighborhood that I could walk to from here that where we would be transitioning from this house into a house of the same value with an extra bit of space for my family.
So it's same neighborhood.
No, it's another neighborhood, but it's close. It's close by.
And it does offer equal access to the golf course.
How close
to Walmart are you?
Closer.
No,
we're not closer. We're probably, but it's within 1 minute.
It's,
okay,
it's,
I thought
very,
all
very
the neighborhoods down there touched the Walmart.
How did it fare in the hurricane?
They didn't fare that well, which is why people are escaping a little bit. But the houses were fine. The streets had a problem. And they're addressing that. The streets had a little bit of a problem. Here it is. The long and short of it is that we are going to make a determination soon. If we decide, we will see if we can sell this house. If we can sell this house, we'll get the one in the other neighborhood.
Will you have a celebrity posting?
Well, how's that work?
Like, you know, when celebrities sell their houses, that they put, like, celebrity owned.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that happens so much
in
Florida.
Motivate people down here. I'm not sure. It's just...
leave your politics at home.
Cocoonville is Cocoonville.
Right.
And it is not, it's not something that, it's not conducive to, I think, properly bringing up a young boy.
Yeah.
I think that when he gets to be,
should be around young boys.
I think so to a certain extent. It's not the be all end all, but at a certain point you make that call. And if the transition is painless,
I'm sorry, I just realized. You could be, in a wild way, raising a new generation of Rob Mobbers, and one of them could be little Michael because he's surrounded by such old people all the time.
Well, it's not just an
old soul.
No, I think
it's
we know that Michael hates me. I think that we're pretty safe.
He does not hate
you. That's a
you.
Joke. It's simply a joke. You want to be around young boys.
As I'm saying, we're going to see what happens. Here's the process, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is called the stress-free process. The stress-free process.
Sure. Oh, this is the way to do it, then. Yeah.
No, the stress-free process is if we decide we're going to do it, we decide we're going to sell this place, and time's on our side because we got no place to go. We don't have to go anywhere.
True.
We'll wait and see, and if we do, we do. If we don't,
yeah,
we don't. And if we do, yes,
you
what?
You do have to go. You go to Maine in May. I think you put the house on the market before the holidays, so you
that's
actually,
the plan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like tomorrow you're putting it on?
Well, it depends. Maybe after sometime this week.
Oh, see? There we go. All right, please.
If we decide.
Take your time.
The guy that is showing us the place is a guy we like a lot. Young guy, go-getter, and he's... You know, we're gonna talk to him about it. We're gonna see what we
is it Don the real estate king?
Also, the motivating factor was friends of ours moved into this place that have a kid Michael's age, and it just is.
You like the feel of the neighborhood?
It's the only. I haven't gotten in there in a while. Carla went in the other day, but was with Michael, and the way she described it is something that I think it would be. It would be
good for
legitimate.
Him.
Mm-hmm.
It would be legitimate. And you give up a few of the things that that I have over here, but I'm able to get in a car as opposed to a golf cart, and I'm fine with that. I don't have a problem with that. As long as I can swing my club, I'm fine. And
you feel? Do you get the impression that the neighborhood skews a little younger? All told,
yes,
that's
yes,
great.
Yes, absolutely. It's much more of a family type atmosphere.
I love your family and everything, but what's the internet like? Please.
I'll double Oscar. That will be the priority at the question, the Q&A that I give to people. I will ask. And by the way, this is probably a year away.
Mm-hmm.
The way I look
remember
at things,
when you moved to Florida,
probably.
Guys, I'm moving in a month later.
What?
Remember when you told us you're moving to Florida? You moved in a month, and we had to build.
Well, no,
a,
I mean, if I move, it's not going to affect anything. It's going to
be
fine.
You say everything takes forever, and it's like, boom, bam, you're in another home.
I took 7 years to buy this house down here. It took me 7 years to buy this house. That's the way I did it. It was a process. I've been looking for probably 5 years to do this. It's just
will
now
you sell
it's getting
the current house. Will you sell it furnished?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Oh, I never.
You have to figure out what conveys. You might want to leave that fireplace on the lanai.
Especially
I'll fly
you
down.
Sell,
you can,
if
you,
you
can
sell
get
it
a,
to
you bring a Sharpie.
A
I'll
snowbird.
Fly you down. Bring a Sharpie and some masking tape and come down.
I'm
going to
bring
we'll
a Sharpie, masking tape, and a fedora.
We're going to do that. We'll see what happens.
What about the chimenea? You can't leave
that's,
it there.
Yeah, the fireplace.
By the way, I power washed this weekend, and that chimenea is the the weight of that. And by the way, it's on an iron stand that corroded, and it was a pain in the ass.
Stupid hurricane with my corroded chimenea stand.
Stupid. Worst power washing job ever. Like inches of muck and Irma hurricane goo.
Irma muck.
That I had to, Irma muck, you know. By the way, last word before we break for news you may not need. Back off of my boy, everybody. Stop picking on Adrian Garcia. There you go.
No.
I like my guy.
He misstepped again this weekend, Mike.
What did he do?
He was supposed to come and help paint and work off his hotel tab.
Where was he supposed to do that?
Here in the studio for the new business, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I gave him that option to work it off. And he's like, oh, you didn't call me. Because I wrote, and I was like, dude, we talked about you coming Sunday. You said you were available in the morning. I expect you to be here in the morning. I'm not going to beg you to come work.
Adrian, would you like to respond?
I was expecting the time. I was like, hey, Adrian, be here at 8 a.m. That's all.
Hey, I'm with you, Adrian. I'm with you.
Thank you, Mike.
I know that. Okay, I'm with you. I'm sorry. I'm tired of you getting paid.
Yeah,
when
I'm
Mac
tired.
Starts pi- when yeah. Mac starts piling on.
Oh, yeah. He's Mac is such a prick.
Oh, wow. Wants attention. Rob Spiewak.
Because you know what? For someone who invented piling on when someone is down,
yes.
Mac comes after me. When someone is at their ultimate lowest, Mac, relax. Right. You got to do it better.
What did he do to you?
No, nothing.
He posted hashtag Team Dan.
Yeah.
You didn't see that?
It's on the fan club? Yeah, I did see that.
You see, and that's not the time to do
but
that.
But I expected it.
Right.
I expected it.
Sure. I hope he's doing well at his
new
job.
I did write Adrian a choice words. I said, the day I stop being hard on you is the day I don't care anymore.
And I did get that test.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Is there a reason why you're so hard on Adrian?
Well, because I think that the stems and seeds get in the way of his of everything he does great. And he does do a lot of things great here at the studio.
He does.
Right.
The missteps are simply like they're caught in the filter of that bong. Like they are. They are totally caught
I wish I could disagree with my boy, Adrian, but I gotta side with him.
Change your bong.
Can you promise me you'll work on that a little bit?
I can, and I also have to work on time management as well.
Small things.
That's all. That's a perfect place to end. That's it. I like that. That leaves a good taste in my mouth. And
I believe in you.
Thank you, Oscar. Right.
Yes.
Yeah. And once
like,
again,
leave me alone.
Rob was able to express his love for Mike McIntosh. We'll take a break, and we will come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
As you travel over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house this week, take along an all-new O'MaraCast.
I'm ready.
Hi there, Jim Amato here, and I've cooked up a feast with highlights from TMOS, Cake and Cookies, The Tony Perkins Show, Robin Joe, and The Bonus Show.
What's great about that? This station sucks.
My special guest is Tony Lamb, who brought along his wit and three kinds of pie.
I see. I
dig in to O'MaraCast now on the TMOS app, on iTunes, or at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
This is the greatest show ever.
So has Jim Amato taken over O'MaraCast?
Well, Marcus, I guess, had some sort of commitment this week. Hurry back, Marcus.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you, Rob. It's the most wonderful time of the year, or is it? It's expensive. It's hectic. There's never enough time. Unless you use Amazon.
Yes.
Using Amazon.com through our website or our app is like having a workshop full of elves helping you at every turn. It's fairly certain that Dan Johnson of Rochester, New York, will have a Merry Christmas. He just got an Indian Thunderstroke oil change kit because there's nothing worse than a squeaky Indian. Which, by the way, is a vintage motorcycle, you silly jackass. And David Page will be able to listen to tons of Christmas music on his brand new Sony CDP-CX355 Mega Storage Compact Disc Changer. I bet this day will be merry and bright.
Guess what? Yesterday, Mike, I put in the order for all the fruitcake ingredients, too.
Oh, my
Amazon.
God.
Amazon.com saved me no less than 50%, and the fruitcakes, they're coming.
Very good. It's 'tis the season.
Yes.
Just around the corner. You see, Amazon truly sells everything at holiday time. It's a lifesaver. Do your shopping at Amazon, and please access it via TMOS. Use the TMOS app or go through our website. Now go spend money and spend a lot of it because we'd love to have Santa Claus stay with us. Santa Claus!
Santa.
Yes. Hello!
News!
It's an all-deaf Monday on News You May Not Need.
Woo-hoo!
Oh, my God. We lost a ton of people over the weekend. Cult leader Charles Manson died last night of natural causes at a California hospital near his prison. He was 83. And back in the day, as somebody who's 58 years old, Charles Manson was much scarier than it is for many of you younger people listening.
Yeah, right, I don't think people realize what the horror that was attached to him long before the carved swastika.
Very scary guy. Country music legend Mel Tillis died yesterday morning at the age of 85. Legendary AC/DC rhythm guitarist Malcolm Young died on Saturday. He was only 64. There's no official cause of death, but he retired back in 2014 because he was dealing with several health issues, including dementia. Grandpa Huxtable from The Cosby Show died. Wendy Pepper, I don't know her, but I put her on here anyway, Project Runway, she passed away on Friday. Anne Wedgeworth from Three's Company died at the age of 83. I don't remember her. And apparently David Cassidy is allegedly at death's door with multiple organ failure. Happy holidays. There you go. That's the beginning of news you may not need
today. So don't write any place cards for Thanksgiving out just yet.
Yesterday morning, Harrison Ford was driving on the freeway.
Well done.
In Santa Paula, California, with a woman in front of him ran her car off the road and hit an embankment. Ford and some other drivers pulled over to help her get to safety. Luckily, she only suffered minor injuries.
Was he driving a car on the road or flying a plane really low?
He did not crash a plane, Rob.
Right into the golf course, Mr. Ford.
Went to a sister. Went down like a big steep embankment. Man, he's in good shape. How dare you, drivers? Thank you. That would have been easier to do if I hadn't choked on toast this morning.
I like it.
Lena Dunham's got a big mouth, okay? She really does. She steps
on a lot.
You know
what your problem is, Lena? You got a big mouth.
She was forced to apologize after she defended a friend who was accused of sexual assault and got blasted for it online. She just ought to think before she does stuff like this. The friend is Murray Miller, a guy who used to produce and write for her show Girls. His credits also include King of the Hill and American Dad. His accuser, Aurora Perrineau, is a 23-year-old actress who's been in Passengers, Gem and the Holograms, and a few other movies. Her dad is Harold Perrineau from Lost. She went to the police on Friday, said that Miller raped her in 2012 when she was 17 and he was 35. She claims that she went to his house with some friends. After meeting him at a bar, she fell asleep and woke up with him having sex with her. And Lena Dunham decided that she would flap her gums, and she shouldn't have done that. A lot of people are giving her crap about that. So
she likes to act and react. Is that Lena Dunham way?
You can't pick and choose. You know, the fact is, all of these allegations have to be investigated. All of these allegations have to be determined credible. And the fact is, you are probably best keeping your big mouth shut until the chips fall. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the best way to do it. A huge new study in Sweden looked at the medical records of 3.4 million people. This is a big study. They found that dog owners tend to live longer than other people do. I think that deserves the triumph flourish, right? Anytime you visit a hospital in Sweden, it gets entered into a database, and registering your dog is mandatory there, so the stats are pretty solid. The study found dog owners are less likely to die of a heart attack for any other reason. It's especially true if you're single. Over the course of 12 years, people who lived alone were 33% less likely to die if they owned a dog. It was 11% for dog owners who didn't live alone. It's not clear why owning a dog extends your life, but the researchers think there are two main benefits. They expose you to more types of bacteria, which strengthens your immune system.
Ah,
so this
sense.
Is a biological reason. And you also get more exercise. That's true. I walk dogs up twice a day. And sometimes they poop and sometimes they don't. Terriers, retrievers, and other dogs that were originally bred for hunting had the biggest effect, probably because they're more active and need more exercise, which forces you to get more exercise, too. So
I always enjoyed when Robert had his stays when they'd bring the therapy dogs by. I think it really did. It also calms you.
Dogs are cool.
Dogs are cool.
Even the little snippy ones. A new survey asked people to name their favorite things that happened at work for the holidays. The number one answer, not having to be at work.
That's a good answer.
Which is pretty much the perfect answer. Here are all the results from people's favorite stuff about holidays at work. Time off, 70%, the big one. Number two, coworkers getting into the holiday spirit, 54%. Number three, everyone's happier, 41%. I agree. Number four, holiday bonus. Holiday bonus 34%. The company holiday party. Are we doing anything this year? We haven't even discussed it. It's early. It's not even Thanksgiving yet.
That's right. We don't know what to not invite Vincent to yet.
Employee potlucks, 22%. employee potlucks, and gift exchanges, 9%. We don't even know if we're
doing
that.
I'm going to send you a casserole for the employee potluck.
There it is. Yes. Delicious. That's great mac and cheese.
That's my favorite part of the holiday.
And now a little something that I put together just for Mr. Rob Spiewak this
morning. Thank you.
A 20-year-old guy named Julio Rodriguez was released from jail in Phoenix earlier this month. Well, he got out of jail, wound up wandering to a Union Pacific rail yard, and he decided to steal an entire train.
Oh, my God.
He hopped into the engineer's seat in a locomotive and started pushing buttons and pulling levers.
Sure.
Fortunately, he also honked the train horn. Honk, honk. So the real engineers around the rail yard noticed him and called the cops. Apparently, Julio was only one pedal away from being able to drive off with the train.
Wow.
He was arrested, and, he told officers that he was just blowing off steam. Thank you. It's for both of you guys. I really hope that he gets back on the right track. Why couldn't he just shoplift something from a big box store like a Home Depot? Or maybe pay for something small and use the express lane. I think he's being railroaded. This guy's life is a train wreck. He's got tunnel vision. He's got a one-track mind. But for him, this is the end of the line.
There it is.
All right. Yeah, I probably did four too many. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right after this.
Yay, Oscar!
Woo!
Hey, it's your buddy Oscar Santana.
And this is Todd Moore.
You know us from Tech 411.
Oh,
the tech show that's sweeping the nation.
That's right, and we are here to help
get
you
10.
All your tech news, reviews, and apps you need to own.
It's very simple, and it's absolutely free.
So subscribe on iTunes and check us out on the Moore Broadcasting Network.
And for the record, we're not banging.
Still true.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. This year, why not consider a gift that will be appreciated long after it's unwrapped? How about giving the gift of better sleep? Yes. Now is a great time to visit a Sleep Number store, because this week only, you hear me talk about Sleep Number a lot, this week only, folks, you can save 50% on the ultimate limited edition bed with Sleep IQ technology, and queen mattresses start at only $699.99. Do you know that 9 out of 10 couples disagree on mattress firmness? The Sleep Number bed lets you choose your ideal comfort and support on each side, so it's just right for both of you. The newest Sleep Number beds are so smart, they automatically adjust so you both sleep comfortably throughout the night. They even have an adjustment for snoring. Does your bed do that? Answer me!
My bed does not do that.
Thank you. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65. And last night, my Sleep IQ score was a 95. And I feel wonderful.
Ooh, nice
if I
job.
Don't choke on my toast.
Toast choker.
Sleep Number beds cost about the same as a traditional mattress, last twice as long, and 91% of owners recommend them. Come in during the Ultimate Sleep Number Week now through Monday and save 50% on the Ultimate Limited Edition bed with Sleep IQ technology. That's 50%. You'll only find Sleep Number at any of the 500 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Call 800-511-0061 or visit sleepnumber.com to find the store near you. And be sure to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
Let's talk a little Manson, Mike. Did you know that before he was a serial killer, he was a failed musician?
Oh, I didn't know.
And he actually ran
now,
around.
Now, technically, was he a serial killer, though?
He
mass murder, but I don't believe he would fall into the category Mindhunter category.
Then let me rephrase that. Before he was the ringleader of a mass murdering cult,
yes.
He was a failed musician. He actually had a couple meetings with the Beach Boys, and there are some pieces of music on Beach Boys albums that are sourced from songs he wrote.
No.
Yes, but you don't have to credit him because they're changed that much. Anyway, he released an album after his arrest to try and pay for his trial. Here is Charles Manson singing his quote-unquote hit single, Look at Your Game, Girl.
There's a time for living.
If this doesn't creep you out.
The time keeps on flying. Your love.
loving baby, and all you do.
And you should know that after the Guns N' Roses put out their album, The Spaghetti Incident, Axl Rose re-recorded that song and put it on as a bonus track, and everyone in the band was pissed off at him for doing
it. Yeah.
Now, if you really want to know where Manson is...
Such a typical Axl Rose douche move.
Dick move. It's a dick move.
Then he ate a Big Mac.
And is he still big, by the way? Is Axl still big?
He's still kind of fat.
Yeah, he goes to the big and tall kilt man store. He gets a bigger kilt now.
You know, I've been fat my whole adult life, so it's kind of, you know,
okay. Nobody remembers you skinny.
Yeah, if I was remembered like skinny, if like when during the Don and Mike show I was 165 pounds, they would be really bad. That's why you know, here's some advice to you kids out there. Get fat young.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah, get fat young.
And that way, if you're ever anything less than fat, it's a pleasant surprise.
There you go. Yeah.
You look great today.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I ate biscuits last night.
You don't seem to be sweating as much. Mel Tillis, one of my favorite people in Cannonball Run. He was sidekicked with Terry Bradshaw. He was wonderful in that, but he was never
afraid. That's probably one of the, next to the, you know, the Dom DeLuise crap, right? That's one of my favorite. Those two together.
Oh, the coupling is great.
When they put Terry Bradshaw and Mel Tillis together, it was so tremendously funny.
But Mel Tillis was, a great country singer, but he had a speech impediment. He stuttered. He didn't stutter when he sings, but he only stuttered when he talked, and he made fun of himself. Here's a great classic clip from Hee Haw to let you know that he was never above making fun of himself.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am experienced a temporary audio. Please do not adjust your sets. What are you saying? Please do not adjust your sets.
And did you know that there was a movie in the late 70s called The Villain, in which Mel Tillis had a scene with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Pardon me, sir.
Yes?
I'm Handsome Stranger.
So?
Well, it's my name. I heard you have a telegram for me.
Boy, you talk funny.
That's easy for you to say.
Safe home, Mel Tillis. The Coca-Cola
Mel Tillis
cowboy,
is stuttering.
Mike.
That's
Mel,
cool. Look, stuttering can be funny. It can be sad. It can be a lot of... Mel Tillis had... you could not have taken a publicist out of Hollywood.
You're right.
And written a profile for a guy to have a unique quality that he turned... There had to be a level of bravery with Mel Tillis to be able to go
absolutely
in front of cameras and perform to do that. And then he knew how to play it up. It was a legitimate, debilitating stutter.
Mm-hmm.
And he overcame that and became a superstar in country music.
You were playing him when you were playing country records, right?
Oh, well, probably not. The persona was much bigger than the music,
okay,
I think, when it came to Mel Tillis. But the personality was fantastic, and he made it it made it joyful. I have tremendous admiration for admiration for him.
Okay, Dateline Macau. This weekend was the 2017 FIA GT World Cup Championship. That's the
soccer.
race cars.
Oh,
and
sorry.
It's the winding track car
FIFA
stuff.
FIFA is the soccer, right?
Yeah,
right.
FIFA
right.
The soccer.
And, you know, they go tremendous speeds, but there's also accuracy because of these twists and turns.
Oh, is this the big pileup?
I counted 9 cars, but I think the best part of this is the announcer. The video is on our Facebook page, but the announcer is so into this disaster.
As we go on board now, he definitely touched the outside wall of Reservoir Bend. Doesn't look as though there's major damage to the car, but we'll keep you informed as to whether... Oh, no! Oh, mayhem! And there's millions and millions and millions of dollars of damage here at the mighty Macau, and that is one of the worst GT accidents I've ever seen here, and in the place, the city that is a gamble, the lottery has absolutely come to an end. Right at the front of here is
like
the
a total logjam, right?
Oh yeah, and the thing is that because
they put a cork in the race
because of the twists and turns, 2 cars will block it, but I counted 9. One of them went off the track. It's fantastic.
Right. So, I don't know which was a bigger sporting event, that or the Redskins game.
Disappointment-wise.
They can always figure out a way to snatch defeat out of the jaws of victory, can't they?
Let me just say to all Redskins fans today, who dat? Sorry. I'm sorry.
You
know,
Mike?
I was just.
How dare you?
We were just in New Orleans.
That means be cruel.
They love their Saints.
The last 3 minutes of the game. Let's lose it.
Yeah, I read a post. I read a post like some guys writing Redskins fans. They never learn. They do. I have a legacy of losing, being yes. you know, growing up with the New York Giants losing and the Red Sox losing. You never ever before the game is over. You know, some guy wrote this like incredible flowery post about Kirk Cousins. Pay him everything he's worth. Do this right before the big collapse.
Are you sure paying him all he's worth wasn't asking him to just pay him less?
It's just stunning.
Could have been. Let us close with this. You had a train robbery this last week in Cincinnati. Someone stole a bucket truck, or as we used to call it, a cherry picker.
Okay.
You know, a truck that has the big problem.
Got enough
is,
of those down here. You can count those everywhere you go down here.
Problem on this 911 call, Mike. The interesting wrinkle, there was still a man in the bucket.
So when they stole the bucket stole truck, the cherry picker?
Yeah, let's go to the 911 call.
We just got a call from our maintenance worker that he is in our bucket truck on Vine Street, and somebody stole the bucket truck.
So he's still with the vehicle, and the vehicle's been taken?
Yeah.
Our maintenance man in the rear.
Subject's now staging the vehicle is now by the Veterans Hospital.
And we've lost contact with the employee.
Here's the vehicle that crashed out.
The vehicle crashed. The man in the bucket is in the hospital, but it looks like he's going to be okay.
Oh, my God. That's very, very scary.
That's why you always buckle in when you're in a bucket truck, Mike. That's what I've always told you. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
That's it. All right. Woo! Very good. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and get the unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. Caught me by surprise there, Rob. Our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.